Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr. on Animal Radio. Live simply so that others may simply live.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets, and we'll head back to the phones in just a second for your calls for Dr. Debbie and dog father Joey Volani. Don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. But I want to visit with Malaine Rodriguez. If you haven't been listening the last few weeks, the big buzz about town is that you can clone your animals. And you can also genetically preserve them. If you're not ready to clone, you can genetically preserve their DNA and their cells for future use. And we're getting lots of calls about that. Malaine Rodriguez, she is the client service manager at Viagen Pets, and she's joining us. You must get calls all the time about this, huh?
I do. It's really amazing. Pet parents will typically call us because they have a special pet that's like no other pet they've ever had. They've formed a special bond with this pet, and they can't imagine living without it. And so they'd like to continue that bond with a potential clone.
You see, I'm thinking about that right now. I have a cat that is in his last years of his life, and I'm thinking, boy, it would be nice to do that. I'm not sure if I can go through the whole process yet, but I know that I can genetically preserve it so that when I decide to do it, I can do it down the road.
Later. Yes,
that's right.
What are the most frequently asked questions you usually hear from pet owners?
Well, I'll tell you that the number one most frequently asked question is, can I clone a pet that's passed away?
Mm.
Is it too late? And so the answer is yes, under certain circumstances. Now, of course, the best chances of a successful genetic preservation is when a biopsy is done while the pet is still alive. That's really the best time to do it. But if the pet has passed away and the pet parent is considering the possibility of maybe cloning someday, then the most important thing the pet owner and the veterinarian need to know is that the pet should be refrigerated.
Okay.
And not frozen. Freezing will damage the tissues. So I hate to get calls when people tell me that the body's been frozen, because usually in that situation, there's nothing we can do. So refrigerate the body is really the key here. Biopsies should be taken by the veterinarian as soon as possible after the pet has passed, and they need to be received by our lab at Viagen Pets within 5 days. Now, we have emergency instructions on our website, so if a pet passes away and the pet parent doesn't know what to do, they can go to our website, click on the emergency tab, and there's step-by-step instructions that are very simple that they can provide those to their veterinarian, and that informs the veterinarian of what to do, how to take a biopsy sample, and how to ship those samples to us in an emergency situation like this.
Oh, that is so cool that you have that on the website. It's the emergency tab over at viagenpets.com. And let me spell that for you. It's viagenpets.com. And, of course, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. If someone wants to talk to you in person, Malaine, can they call you?
Absolutely. I'd love to give them a call. If they've got questions, any sort of question they have, I'm happy to talk to them and answer any question. They can contact me directly by calling our main number. That's 888-876-6104, or they can visit our website, again, at viagenpets.com.
Great website. Check it out. Malaine Rodriguez, she's the client services manager at Viagen Pets. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
1-866-405-8405 to connect with the Dream Team. Hey, Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
Very good. What can we do for you?
I have an older cat, about 17 years old, has cataracts, and he's like, now I can see like he can't hear too well. It's anything suggest as far as, you know, let him live his life out like that, or is that operation for the cataracts affordable? Or
now, did you say he's 17 years of age?
Yeah, he's about 17, 16,
holy
and 8,
moly.
Pretty old, but he's pretty spry, you know, he's still kicking good.
That's a phenomenal lifespan for a kitty at
right.
17. So
right.
Kudos to you.
Thank you.
You know, and I guess for cataracts in cats, there can be some confusion because cataracts aren't as common in cats as we see them in dogs. They can, especially over the age of 12 or 13, they can get what we call lenticular sclerosis, which is kind of a white change in the lens of the eye. doesn't, it's not really a true cataract. So it might just be important to make sure we get that properly diagnosed and have a vet look at those to see if, in fact, it is cataracts.
Okay.
I guess my next thing would be is, in my eyes, I don't think it's going to matter, because I think in a 17-year-old cat, the last thing I do is consider cataract surgery. Seven-year-old, 10-year-old, you know, we might talk about things like that. But with cats, cataracts, in the true sense of the form, it's usually as a result of some other problem going on in the eye. So we tend to look for causes of problems, what we call uveitis, infections and so forth, and trauma to the eye. So my hope and my best guess is going to be that your kitty has this more of this aging change in the eye, which isn't really a true cataract. And if that's the case, we don't do anything. We just make sure we make accommodations. Sometimes dark areas could be a little hard for them to see.
He walks into the wall every once in a while, but he doesn't hurt himself, so he's doing okay.
Yeah, yeah. And there are some, in dogs, we can see cataracts with things like diabetes. In cats, occasionally we can. So, you know, if you haven't had a you know, regular visit or blood work, that might be something just to make sure, because that kind of condition, absolutely, we're going to want to treat. And, you know, the cataracts are kind of just tagging along for the ride on those situations.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. All right. Thank you very much.
Take care, Jeff.
All right.
Well, that was a whole bunch of radio jammed into a small amount of time. If you need your fix, head on over to animalradio.com or even download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. And do not forget, if you have a Yorkshire Terrier, a Shih Tzu, a Pug, or a Mini Schnauzer, check out Dr. Debbie's books, How to Be Your Dog's Best Friend. These are Kindle books, so you can read them on your Kindle device, and they're over at Amazon.com. And we have links to it, as well as everything you've heard on today's show, over at animalradio.com. Have yourself a great week.
Bye-bye.
Farewell.
See you next week.
This is Animal Radio Network.